Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to our show tonight. I would like to introduce myself, Diane Lynn Elko. I was given an AKA name by Debbie, Pitbull Diane, and I am a Pitbull advocate, and it's who I am, and it's what I do, and I'm also your host and producer of this show, of course, along with Debbie's help. She's welcomed me through. I'm on a mission to seek out action takers because that is what we need to make a positive impact on the lives of our innocent pit bulls. It's way overdue. I stand for the breed, and I consider it a privilege and an honor to do so. I'm just blessed to do that. So I need you to join me in breaking down the walls of all injustices in the pit bull world. Discrimination, hate, misconceptions, breed-specific legislation, also known as BSL, and anything that is negative for our pit bulls must stop now, and it has to start with us. It starts with you becoming an action taker for pit bulls, thus the name of the show. And one thing that you could do is contact your elected officials in your area. We need to do this for our present pit bulls, the future pit bulls to come, and to honor those that already lost their lives due to any injustices through mankind. We are the pit bulls' voice, and they will thank us, and I thank them too. And I'm just going to share a few tips on how to be our pit bull's voice. There's quite a few things you can do. You can write a letter. You can send an email. Make a call to your local elected officials. When you're out in public, don't be afraid to take an opportunity, if one arises, to educate someone about the positive aspects of pit bulls. And always, always be their voice. And I got some shout outs. Is that okay, Debbie? Nope. Okay. My shout outs are to the Animal Advocates Radio and Debbie Dahmer for all her help that she's given me and continues to do so. So I cannot leave out my supporters, Ray Bittner, AKA Mama Cat, Meow, Anna Martin, Rachel Simpson, Josh Atkins, Kat, and so many others. I love you guys, and I thank you all for your support. So I want to bring on Pitbull Debbie now. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was taking a call, Diane. Right, what did you say?
I was going to bring you on now.
Okay. And everyone, I'm so glad everybody could join us on this new podcast every Tuesday at 7 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And you can listen in worldwide at 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific every Tuesday, okay? So you can follow these shows on the PPJ Gazette online on the right-hand column. You can press follow, and every time there's a new podcast or a news story, hot topic, it will alert you in your primary email. And that's Marty Oakley's website, and she promotes this show here. And a big shout-out to her and also Voices Carry for Animals, which is on Thursday. And it's so I'm so happy to have Diane, a.k.a. Pitbull Diane, aboard. And I know she's going to do great. I've been teaching her, and she's been picking up so much because she had the podcast before, We Love Podcasts, or I'm sorry, We Love Pitbulls podcast back several years ago, and she did great. So it's always welcome to have her aboard. And Diane, that, you know, what you're doing with the Pitbulls, because I know I've had you several interviews on Voices Carry for Animals and everything, and you did great with other guests and stand up, because the pit bulls, they don't have a voice. You know, they're defenseless, helpless, innocent, and we have to be their voice, everyone, because I'm so sick of hearing about BSL. It's discrimination, stereotyping, you know, prejudice, unfair, injustice, and when one dog attacks, all dogs should not be held accountable, right, Diane? It's terrible. And
yeah.
BSL kills innocent dogs. So if you can, please, you know, do your part out there to help out, because I was we was discussing it the other day. We can have as much education and awareness on the pit bulls. We can be standing up for them. But we got to think about the pit bulls that are getting discriminated against because of BSL. And it's sad and it's heartbreaking because they deserve a chance. All animals' lives matter, just like humans. And so we want to hope this radio platform gets attention. And with the help of all of you out there, we can make it happen, okay? And the first step is educating everybody and awareness, and that, hey, all pit bulls aren't bad. We can't just say one bites, and we hate to hear one bites, but, you know, we have to blame the deed, not the breed out there. So, you know, please do your part and make it happen. Your state representatives, as Diane and I was talking before, you know, they're the ones that make the changes. They are the big dogs. So please contact your, you know, find out if BSL is in your state or city and get with your state representative. And, you know, you can send an email. You can also make a phone call, write a letter, get an appointment with them, you know, fax them, because that's when the changes come about, when we the people get with our politicians and do something, you know, bring up a bill, because they're the only ones that could repeal a bill and create them or amend them, and none of us out there can, not even myself or Diane or any of the animal advocates out there. Facebook can't change anything, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. We have to do it within ourselves, and that's when we want to see the big victory dance. And it does happen where they lift the ban in states. I think it was Denver, Colorado, right, Diane? They lifted it. There's been several of them.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot more to go. And thank you, Diane, for all you're doing out there, because you're a true impact, you know. And thanks to Animal Advocate Alliance, too, Diane, because they've got their on-demand episodes where they can get these shows also.
Yes.
Big shout-out to Gary Bowden. He's a radio producer, and he's got shows going on All About Animals Radio. I said the more exposure for all these animals on air, the better.
Gary's
the
busy
one. Together as one. Yes, yes. So it's wonderful, you know. I love seeing good things happen and people getting proactive and you know, optimistic and relentless and saying, hey, we got to do this. Enough is enough. We're the pit bulls' only hope to carry on, or else they don't stand a chance. And if all of you are, you know, if you love pit bulls, will you stand up for them and fight for them for their rights and to let them live longer and live in peace and happiness and not discriminated against? So please do your part, right, Diane?
Yes, definitely. We need everybody on board with this. They say, you know, the 60s, 70s, and 80s, it was the German Shepherds, the Rottweilers. And now, you know, that's kind of gone by the way. They're not discriminated against quite as much anymore because the pit bulls have taken their place. So now it's their turn, which, you know, and that's why I chose, well, with your help, Debbie, I chose this specific name because we need action takers and we need them specifically for pit bulls.
Yes, we do. And with all the, you know, the groups and pages we have on there and Twitter, and a big shout out to all of you that's helped sharing this show out there on Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest, LinkedIn, and the big animal pages. I mean, it's amazing how much teamwork, how we can all do together and get the word out. Because once you share it, then there's going to be more people pick up on it. And there's going to be more listeners. And the bigger the audience, the faster the changes, everyone. So we do have a choice out there, you know, to help out. And you
have a lot of supporters. We have a lot of combined between just the few that I know, you know, with the groups and the Twitters and everything, it's amazing how we can reach people.
Oh, yeah. It's like a landing strip. You know, we got all the groups and the pages and everyone out there, you know, this, you know, takes some meaningful time. Because pit bulls are all the pit bulls I knew through my whole life and through family and friends and neighbors, and they're so awesome. I mean, it's they're so lovable. I call them little gentle giants. You know, they're gentle, and they don't deserve to be discriminated against. You know, that's wrong.
They'll lick you to pieces.
Huh?
They'll lick you to pieces. They won't bite you,
yeah.
They'll lick you.
That's right. The big lickers. Yeah. But they're friendly, Diane. They deserve, all animals deserve to be treated better out there. I've done these shows for almost 8 years now. And first was TS Radio Network with Marty Oakley, 163 shows. And then 164 to current, you know, I didn't know that there was so much going on out there behind closed doors. You live, you know, you keep learning, and what's going on, it just makes you sick. And the only way to make it better, we have to be a part of the solutions, not the ongoing problems. Because if we do nothing, nothing changes. But anyway, Diane, your guest is coming on.
Yeah.
And introduce her, Renee Jones. She's a pit bull advocate. And I want to welcome, you know, her to the show. She's working out there hard helping them and has a lot of knowledge. Because she's, you know, you and her have been on Voices Carry for Animals. So that's wonderful. Go ahead, Renee.
Welcome,
you're live,
Renee.
Live and on the air. Go right ahead.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. This is such a special platform to raise awareness, to get things done, and the action takers, that's exactly what it takes, is action takers for these dogs. I think in addition to being advocate, if you own a pit bull or are family members with someone who owns one, you have to be more than just an advocate. You have to be a champion for those dogs because they can't do it for themselves. And there are many things that just as the average pet owner, many things you can do. There are the things if your dog makes cute videos, consider putting them on a YouTube channel. You can go on Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter and all of those things with your dogs if you feel comfortable using those formats. But just in your own community, you can do things that will really make a difference because, only certain people, even though you can have lots and lots of followers, sometimes only certain people will see social media. But if you have a dog and you put him or her in your car and you go to Home Depot or Lowe's and you show the public what a fabulous dog you have and how friendly and sweet and well-behaved and well-trained. So think about those kind of things. You can go on walks. You can go to parks. You can go to the beach. Make sure that you do train your dog. You want to be a good example and always respect property. If you're walking, make sure you carry your bags. If your dog goes potty, clean it up. One of the things that I'm a big fan of is getting your dog's Canine Good Citizen certificate. It's an AKC certificate, but your dog does not have to be registered, does not have to be a purebred in order to achieve that title. I've been a CGC evaluator for years, and it's a very simple 10-part test. And Diane, would you like me to quickly tell what the dog needs to be able to do to pass that?
Yeah, that's interesting, Renee, because I wondered what that stood for, those initials. I saw them, and I'm like, what does that stand for? And I forgot to ask you.
Yeah, it's a very simple, it's things that most everyone's dog can already do. The first thing that they have to do is accept a friendly stranger. Now, all that means is you and your dog would be approached by a specific person, and all they do, they walk up to you, the owner, and they pretend to shake hands. And the only thing your dog has to do is stand there and not be overly shy or afraid or concerned. They don't have to even interact with the person. That will come at the next step. The next step is sit politely for petting. And you ask your dog to sit. The stranger approaches and says, "May I pet your dog?" And you say, "Yes." And they just simply reach down and give your dog a scratch behind the ears. And your dog doesn't even have to sit. He or she can stand for that as well. So that's the second hurdle passed. The third one is appearance and grooming. And what the evaluator will do is run a soft brush over your dog. They'll look in the ears, and they'll touch the front feet, lift up a front foot. And all that is just to show that your dog accepts handling, nothing more than that. Which is usually the hardest for most people, is loose leash walking. And, a lot of our dogs like to pull, but there's really simple ways to teach that behavior. Maybe in a later time we can get into that, but all you have to do is make a right turn, a left turn, an about turn, which is just a reversal, and have the dog do that without pulling. Very, very simple. Most people who take their dogs places do this every day without a second thought. The next step is walking through a crowd, and the crowd is small. It's not a mass of people. It's three or four people together, and all you have to do is weave your way between the people, and your dog just walks along with you nicely and doesn't try to jump on the people. The next thing they have to do is the sit and down and stay. So you have to ask your dog to sit, then to lay down, and then stay. And this is done on a 20-foot long line, so you're not just walking away from your dog and running the risk of, them taking off. And they only have to stay for a couple minutes. Then you'll walk back closer to your dog, approximately 10 feet away, and you'll ask your dog to come. And all they have to do is come to you. And that takes care of the sit and down and the recall, the come call. Then the next step is to accept another dog, and that doesn't mean they have to play with a dog. They don't have to be friends. It's just another handler approaches you with your dog, and you just stand like you're chatting for a minute, and the dogs, they can show casual interest in each other, but, you know, you don't want them lunging or barking or anything to that degree. The almost last one is a reaction to a distraction, and that can be anything from the evaluator dropping a chair to a jogger running by to someone in a wheelchair. It can be any of those things, and what they're looking for, the evaluator is looking for, is for your dog not to panic. Now, if they drop a chair, it's perfectly okay for your dog to be startled, but they shouldn't become so frightened that they're trying to run away and that type of thing. And then the very last one is a supervised separation. And all that is you, the handler or the owner of the dog, will hand your dog off to the evaluator, and then you have to disappear from sight for 3 minutes. Now, your dog can look around. He can look for you. And the evaluator will be talking to your dog and reassuring him. And all that, all we are looking for there is that your dog doesn't have a complete meltdown. It's totally normal for your dog to be like, "Oh, where'd they go? What am I doing here by myself?" But that is all there is to the CGC, and that's just showing that the dog is a good citizen and can be out in out in public without any concerns. And the CGC is fun to do. It's very simple. And if you don't know a dog training club or something in your area, you can just look online at the AKC website, and they can give you information on how to find an evaluator.
That's good information.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. That we also have to do when we're advocating for our dogs is always try to put them in a good light with people. You know, many years ago, when I got my first pit bull, I was kind of hesitant about telling people what she was, even though it was pretty obvious when you took a look at her. She certainly wasn't a Labrador. Be proud of what kind of dog you have, and even if it's not purebred, that's fine. Say it's a pit bull mix or it's an Amstaff mix or whatever it might be, but don't try to hide that fact, because by not telling people what we have, they might say, "Oh, I saw a really great dog, and it was a Labrador, or it was a this, or it was a that." Be proud of your well-behaved dog, and don't be afraid to tell what kind of dog it is.
Yep.
That's very, very important. You know, there's far, far too many pit bulls that are in shelters, which means that too many of them are dying there, too, without a chance of being in a home.
Yeah.
And, of course, that goes back to irresponsible breeders and backyard breeders and just, you know, if people would adopt, you know, the saying, adopt, don't shop, it's very true.
Yeah, I agree.
If for some reason, you know, you're not in a position to maybe have a dog, maybe you live in a place that you aren't allowed to or something, go to shelters. Ask if you can walk these dogs and make a point to choose the pit bulls, because you'll be making those dogs more adoptable. These are all things that an action taker can do to help promote these dogs and to give the dogs a great break from being in a shelter. And like I said, it'll make them more adoptable. The more interaction any dog has with people, the more likely they are to be adopted. So that's so important, and most shelters would love to have people do that. In fact, some shelters will even let people come and take a dog for the day, and you can take a dog and go to parks with them and this and that. So see what you can do in your own area as far as that type of thing. Now, I don't know if you want me to mention a couple things about BSL and why it's unfair to not only to the dog but to the responsible owners. We can go into that if you'd like.
That's up to you, yeah. I know Dean's waiting to get in, and I know that's his specialty. But
okay, that's fine too. We can save this for another time sometime.
Okay, yeah. Dean's also going to be my guest for next week's show, so he's got tons of information on BSL, which is great. But I know you do too, so there's, you know, two good resources right there.
Right, and if, you know, I don't know if you have a way of, you know, of course, through the groups on Facebook, people can contact us if they do have specific questions. I didn't neglect it at the start of this to give any of my background, but I've been training dogs of all breeds and doing temperament evaluations for close to 40 years now. So, if we have people that have questions and that type of thing, they can reach out to us. You may have ways of getting them in touch, but, that's what we're here for. Anything we can do to help people, to help these dogs, that's what's so important. We've got to do something, it's great to put cute pictures up here and there and this and that, but we've got to actually be boots on the ground doing stuff that makes a difference. So
I also want to say, Debbie, that Renee is one of the ones that, since she's a behavioral specialist, and the same with Dean, he's trained pit bulls for 40 years also. They're my go-to admins in the group for, if something comes up, then we tag them, one or the other, and they're very good at immediately getting back to the member on what they need to know. Because sometimes when you put something on a social media and ask a question like, what should I do, you're going to get a ton of information, good and bad, and you don't want to take all of that, especially the bad stuff, to heart, because you're liable, to harm or injure your dog by doing what someone says. So that's why, it really does deserve the attention of experts.
Yeah, people mean well.
That's the best thing, the experts know, and then lead, because, without behavioral and all that, because some of these pit bulls, have been mistreated at their home, where they're supposed to be getting treated good, and they get put into a rescue or a shelter. And then all of a sudden the next person has to pay the price of this animal getting mistreated or neglected or abused. So, it matters a lot for the behavior part. I've had several guests on about that, including Renee and Dean, and it's important to get it out there. Hey, if you're bringing a pet in, just got one adopted, and please work with it, because you have no clue of, hey, was this dog neglected, abused, whatever, and acts up and probably scared. I had a dog several years ago that was abused, Buddy, and he, when I would go down to pet him, he would, his ears would go all the way back, and he was scared to death. And it took time working with him to get him back to normal, So I've been there. I've seen it. And to work with him and behavior, and Renee, you're getting a lot of tips out there. That's great, because maybe they wasn't loved and cared for before, but now they walked in the TLC home and everything's, looking good. So that means so much, so keep it up. That matters.
Really need to, they need to realize if they do adopt a dog or however they come upon a dog, if it's not a tiny puppy, that the dog does have a history and there's no way of knowing what that history is. And they need decompression time. When a dog gets in a home, a lot of times I'll hear people say, "Oh, well, he was so good the first 2 weeks, and now he started doing this or that." Well, it's the honeymoon phase. The first 2 weeks, he didn't know what was okay or what the rules were, so they don't do much of anything. And then as their little personalities start to come out, you may find out more and more about them. And the thing to remember, too, is they don't know what the rules are. We have to show them what's okay, teach them what's okay, and you have to do it in a compassionate manner and in a way that makes sense to them. They weren't born with a little book that says this is what humans expect of you and will think you're really brilliant if you know how to do. We have to show them. And that's so important, because just because we look at a situation one way, a dog looks at it completely different. And that's what I've learned in 40 years of training, that the old compulsory.
So then, in your opinion, when you first get a dog, the first 2 weeks is really it's crucial to make sure that you are, you know, show him what you expect and what you don't expect, so he knows. Because I'm assuming once they learn a behavior, it's hard to reteach them.
Well, it is, but you know, that's the nice thing. Even a senior dog that, you know, has maybe never even been in a home before can learn. It's just make it in a way that they can understand. In other words,
yeah.
The old aversive correction methods really are not helpful to a dog, because saying no, don't stop, all of those things. Okay, they know they weren't supposed to do that, but what were they supposed to do?
Yeah.
It's important that we show them what is okay, not just don't do this, don't do that, because they're overloaded. Well, I can't walk here. I'm not supposed to walk there. I can't touch that. So we have to. That's what I mean by making it, doing it in a way that makes sense to them. So,
mm-hmm.
And that's what we're here for, is to help people with that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Debbie, you still with us?
Yeah. You want me to bring Dean in?
Yeah, he's been waiting for us on me.
Okay. And Renee, you please stay on the line, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And we're getting. Yeah, we're getting a call for Gene Schaefer, and he's another pit bull advocate. Welcome to the show, Dean. So nice to have you.
Well, hello, Debbie.
Yeah.
Hi, Diane. Hi, Renee. I'm so glad to be here. And Renee, thank you so much for explaining the CGC, you know, the Good Citizen Award, that, because a lot of people don't understand that. And if you can get your dog certified, it shows a lot. The pit bulls happen to have one of the best temperaments out there. In 2000 and I believe it was 14, we had a ban on the pit bulls in my particular county, and we did a 400 pit bull march on the county seat. It's nonviolent. We stuck to the sides of the road, but here comes 400 pit bulls coming down and going around our county seat. And it was one of the best times of my life, just seeing all these dogs, and then one person stood up there and said, sit. And then, boom, you see at least 380 pit bulls sit and said, why are you saying these are bad dogs? And,
right.
Well, now we no longer have a ban in my county that I live in. My state, we have a couple of counties that are doing that. But I think we need to get together with the people, do walks on these county seats, on our
mm-hmm.
go to our governor's places, show them that these dogs, there's nothing wrong with these dogs. It's just everyone's perception of these of the pit bull. I've been an animal trainer for, oh my gosh, going on close to 50 years. Shows my age. Anyway, but I've been pit bull exclusive. I've only trained pit bulls since 2012. I trained them for the service industry, for one of our armed forces, for the for PTSD, for and other, you know, mobility issues. They are one of the best animals ever to train. They're a little hard-headed until you get to know them. But their hard-headedness is, I take it as a plus, because they retain all their knowledge. They are so smart. They do not, and once you get a pit bull to trust you, that pit bull is going to trust you. But the worst thing you can do is ever go against that pit bull and go against it, because then that pit bull is like, okay, who do I trust?
Yeah, right. I'm glad you touched on the walks and the rallies, because I put it on the back burner because it's summer, and I think that fall would be the best time to do it, to have like a small little vigils in everybody's, you know, town, whoever wants to get involved, and teach the public, you know, about them. You know, a live demonstration.
When you get that many dogs together and there's no dogs fighting, I mean, come on, you have 400 dogs sitting in one spot and there's no dogs going against any other dog. Try that with any other breed,
Yeah.
And there would be little fights here and there and here and there and here and there. Don't try it with Chihuahuas, because then it would be a Mexican standoff, and they're just going to kill everyone. I'm only kidding.
Yeah, they are an amazing animal. So, you done there, Dean?
Well, yes. I also wanted to touch on that good citizen, the good citizen, that every dog should go through. I believe that every dog should be trained in the basic commands. A dog should always know the word no. As far as these people putting these dogs or discriminating against the dogs because of their size and because of people that are ignorant fighting them is, you know, just, it's ridiculous. And I'm so glad that we're going to try to band together and get these pit bulls off of the dangerous, you know, the danger, you know, the what do we call it, the BSL, you know, where there's breed restrictions. Because if you really look at the history of the pit bull is a working dog. But it's more of a nanny dog, a dog that is more of a house dog. And then the people that took this dog and turned it into its fighting dog are the people that have made it so hard for us in fighting for them for the BSL.
Yeah. I agree. So I think we got another caller here. Debbie, or did they leave?
They left, but I think they'll be back on because he was having some problems, and had to explain on Facebook what to do. So
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead,
guys. No, this is all awareness, you know, the education. That's what brings it to, you know, to the spotlight.
Yeah.
You know, they're not all bad. You can't do that. Just like with humans. You know, one of them goes out and kills somebody, and then they have the family and everything, and we can't take it out on all of them. You know, we can't stereotype like that.
Yeah.
No.
Well.
Definitely not. We have to do
and
something.
That's exactly it. The people look at it as these dogs that are bred for fighting, and they're these vicious
animals, and they were never, they're not, that is not their purpose in life. It's just that they happen to be a very muscular dog, a dog that is able to be trained and be trained to be aggressive. But it's just the people that are training them to be aggressive are problems that we're having because of, you know, that we have all these BSL restrictions. Back in the 70s and 80s, it was the Rottweilers that and German Shepherds that were trained as attack dogs.
Yes.
Most of them, that's what they were. They were guard dogs, attack dogs. So there were put restrictions on these dogs, you know, on
and
those
don't forget,
dogs.
Don't forget, and, we had Petey, and nobody looked at him as a bad pit bull. Everybody loved him.
Right.
Yeah,
because that was pre people getting into the real dog fighting. I mean, there's always been dog fighting, but the pit bulls were really kind of brought into it more in the 60s and 70s. They started noticing that these dogs are really muscular. And they can be trained to fight. And once they're trained to fight, that's all in their mind, because you can give a pit bull one-mindedness, you know, like aggressiveness. And that pit bull will learn nothing but being aggressive. And it'll tear up anything that's around it.
But they are also good at being retrained, such as the victory dog. Correct.
Well, exactly. That's because they're smart enough to be retrained.
They're
able to be, but they are so into what they're trained to be. And then once you pull them away from like fighting, they're easy to retrain to not be aggressive. And it is actually one of the only breeds that I've ever worked with that you can take an aggressive dog and make it non-aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else out there that's listening wants to give a call. The number is area code 310-982-4270, and you can listen in. And if you would like to have any questions for me or the guests, you can press number 1 and they'll put you in the queue.
And you can also call in from Skype also.
Yeah,
Diane. Yeah, so if anybody wants to call in, you know, just try to refrain from any noise in the background. TVs, radios, and conversations, you're more welcome to come on board.
Yep.
You know, be a voice, strong voice for the pit bulls, and because the louder we bark, the more we're heard. You know, we got to convince our state representatives and senators, hey, we need you. We need to work with you and get some laws repealed on BSL.
Did you want to give out that number, Debbie, you always give out?
Yeah. Here's to your state reps and senators, and you can even call them after hours and weekends, and just going to ask you for your zip code. And that phone number is area code 202-224-3121. And I'll repeat that, area code 202-224-3121. And try to be professional and polite. Please, and after hours, you know, like 5 o'clock and weekends, you can leave a voicemail. You can also write an email, you know, contact your state representatives, and you can find your representatives if you don't know, you know, how to contact them. Just go to find my state representatives and then put your zip code in, and it's going to lead you to their site. And
yeah, it's very
you know,
easy. I tried it, and it took me. I put my zip code in, and bam, it just went right to where everything I needed to know.
Yeah, and some people prefer to write emails instead of phone calls, so or letters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make appointments, send a fax, because every voice out there matters. Everybody, I mean, never think that your voice does not matter, because it does. Because we are strength in numbers, and that's Mama Cat. She always tells me she's listening. And thanks, Mama Cat, for all your support. But it's so true, because the more of us come together, the stronger we get, and the more the positive changes. And we want to do the happy dog dancing news for the pit bulls that BSL is banned all over the place, worldwide.
What do you do?
Yeah, that would be so awesome.
And you know what? I dance while nobody's watching, but if that ever happens, I'll record it. I'll dance for you.
That's it.
See a pit bull victory. I'll do it.
I'll have the happy tears, okay, because they so well deserve. I mean, they're just, they're awesome. And we have to give all animals a chance. We do with this. It's so sad on situations out there. And, Diane, there's been so many issues from the 20th century that's still going on in the 21st century, and we're heading to the 22nd.
Isn't
so
that
we
something?
Need change, everybody. You know, we need change.
Yep. I'm very honored to be on this platform to be able to do this. I'm very honored.
Hey, you're so welcome, you know. Like, hey, the more of us, because we've been team players for a long time, Diane. You know, you build your trust up in people. You know they're not going to let you down. We're working together, not against each other. And that's what more advocates need to do. Because I see a lot of drama going on out there, and it's like, come on, we got to go against these abusers and BSL and everything else, not against each other. You know, so
yeah.
Cut the drama.
Close down, yeah.
Yep, and it's hard enough going against the abusers because, you know, there's so many of them getting a slap on the wrist, and it's terrible. You know, I don't want to get a slap on the wrist. The animals didn't get a slap on the wrist when they got beaten or stabbed or shot or, you know what I'm saying. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to stand together, everyone.
That's
we can't
like
not fall.
Remember Ollie. That was my baby.
Yes.
He's got my heart forever. And, you know, his abuser just got a slap on the wrist. You know, he got 10 years. He got 17 counts were dropped. So only 2 counts was he sentenced for. He got 10 years with 4 years served. So he'll be out in, I believe it's 2025.
And he even robbed a bank before that, Diane.
Yeah,
he robbed a bank.
Yeah, he was on parole. And he admitted in public that he would do it again.
So isn't that terrible?
I'm keeping a very close eye on him. I have not shut down that group, the Alvey group, yet, because I want to keep an eye on him for when he gets out. You know, and you never know. He's liable to get out on good behavior early.
You know, that's another thing. That an action taker can do is push for stronger laws for these abusers and the cruelty issues, because it varies so much from state to state and judge to judge. And if they know that people care, you know, it makes a big difference. I testified against a dog fighter. He was charged with 17 counts of training dogs to fight. He was sentenced to a total of 102 years in prison. He was 42 when he was sentenced. He has to do a minimum of 39 years before he's even considered for parole. So for him, it's basically a life sentence. But that was because after he was found guilty, and this was before all the social media, I emailed everyone I knew, asked them to email everyone they knew, and asked them to contact the pre-sentence investigator to tell them how they felt about this. And the judge said in all his years sitting on the bench, he never had received as much correspondence as he had for that case. So it makes a difference. So contact your judges. Again, lobby the representatives for your city, state, and county for stronger sentencing guidelines, because it makes a difference. It matters.
Yeah, everyone matters. It's a small group of people, and we can do great things. We set our mind to it.
Teamwork all the way, Diane. That's what it takes.
Yeah.
Strong leaders and supporters equals strong victories, because I know down here in Florida, there's several laws that failed, and I don't know why they failed for 2022. I mean, they're going to come back in 2023. But if you go to the roots of the problem, work your way up, we need more action takers in Florida. You know, stronger, just get stronger. Because I couldn't understand why these bills failed. I mean, it was anti-tethering, you know, animal abuser registry. I mean, this stuff is important.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's
what
I would like to have Dahlia Kane on my show, because she's such a big animal advocate for BSL down in Miami. She's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she is. She's been on the show several times. And, you know, look how long she's been fighting since, 1989?
Right.
And she had a law that's supposed to go past. It passed the Senate, but not the House.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is going on here? What's the roots of the problem here? It should have been passed.
Yeah.
But need more action. We can get stronger and stronger. You know, stronger voices, more people involved, dedication. That means a lot. Stay proactive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, write those letters. Write those emails. Make those phone calls. Get the bill number. And say, hey, please support this bill. They got, and I was telling Diane, the big horse rally, I don't mean to throw this a 360, but they had a big horse rally back a couple months ago, and, you know, only 32 states, it was nationwide, you know, got involved. And when you looked at it down the breakdown, 18 states weren't even, you know, doing anything, and there were some that only had 3 and 4 people holding signs. I mean, come on, America, we can do better than that for the wild horses and burros. You know, that's an embarrassment. You know, there was maybe, I think Arizona was good, like 30 or 40 people and some other ones. But, you know, hey, get out there and with them signs or whatever you need to do, because that's just, to me, is a spinning our wheels. You know,
right.
Unless these people take action and call about the wild horses on, you know, whatever bills there are. But I looked at it and I was like, you got to be kidding me. And this thing was blasted all over social media. You know, now they got some coming this weekend, so I'm hoping it's going to work out, you know, because that's what it takes.
You got to take that step. You have to be the change that you want to see. It starts with you, because – you know, you can get the ball rolling, and, you know, the domino effect right down the line, you know, just line them up, knock them down, and have victory after victory. That's what we need.
Well, yeah, do the victory dance and the happy dance, right, Diane? Because a lot of these problems have been rolled over from the 20th century, and it still exists today. I mean, we are seeing progress in a lot of areas with animals.
Yeah.
But let's keep going, because, you know, there's so many issues out there from every angle. And once I get done, I see a victory, I keep going, because this radio platform is not the only thing that I do.
When you get on the roll, I stay out of your way.
And I'll give you a hit, too, right? I'll say, I'm on a roll.
I say, roll on, Debbie.
That's it. I'll make them calls and write those emails, you know, sign petitions, whatever it takes, you know.
Yep.
So, and it's not that difficult. It can't get no easier than helping, you know, the animals out from the comfort of your home, your phone, your copier, you know, the computer right there. And there's no way you can make it happen, you know.
Yeah, technology, it's amazing. There's no reason why, with the technology we have, that people, you know, can't do something.
Yeah, because they can. I mean, every effort counts out there. You know, whether, you know, if you're on social media, press that share button, or Twitter, retweet, and, or because it goes in the news feed. You know, if you just put comments or just press like and all that, happy, sad, mad, whatever, that's not justice, and we want justice.
Yeah.
Right, Diane, justice for all animals. That's a beautiful, powerful word, is justice. I'm
yeah.
fighting for justice all the time, so I named my other cat Justice, you know, because he came from a barn. He was born, and one of my good friends gave him to me. So, you know, I love that word, justice and victory. That's the
yeah.
main thing right there. Yep.
That's why
good
I like
news.
How I like how we've always worked so well together and, you know, always gotten along. And, you know, and now, like I probably already said this, like you're on the platform where you're speaking out for all animals, and I'm over here, you know, with your help, speaking out for pit bulls. So, you know, that covers a lot of bases.
Oh, yes, it does, because if you look at it, you know, all and Voices Care for Animals is all animals, you know, none of them excluded.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and this with this pit bull, you know, that gets them more in the spotlight, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you can have shows on everything from dog fighting to behavior, you know, to BSL. There's so much
mm-hmm.
that you can
exactly.
have, you know, shelters. You can even have them where they're, you know, working with the police and they're, you know, therapy dogs. They can't be bad dogs if they're working with the police and therapy, right? I mean, think
right.
about it.
Yeah.
People need to wake up. Because, hey, the police department's using them, and so is the therapy, you know, dogs. So there's so much good about them, and bringing that negative of one dog biting, and then poof, they all get punished. It's
mm-hmm.
not right.
Now,
it's
Renee,
discrimination.
Where you, Debbie, you might, one of you two might remember, just recently they had the pit bull become the canine, the first pit bull canine officer in New York.
I seen that, yes.
I forget the name, but that was a recent victory.
Yep, that's right. I seen that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you're down to a couple, 2 minutes and 30 seconds there, Diane.
Okay.
I want to go ahead and thank, I think we lost Renee here. She fell off the boat. But Renee, if you are listening, please call back in. And Dean's still on. And Mama Cat, you're listening. Big hug to Mama Cat and her grandkids, Skylar and Allie,
mm-hmm.
and everything. And thanks for all your support. But, yeah, it's something else. So we can all, you know, when we all come together as one, there are many meaningful changes made. But just we
yep.
have to put our effort and dedication into it.
Because we have Mama Cat, too. Doing her thing with, you know, the cats and all kind of other animals.
Yes.
Plus, she joins in with me and she joins in with you. Now, she's a multitasker also.
Oh, yeah. She multitasks. She's very helpful out there. I mean, she
mm-hmm.
is awesome. I mean, she's taking care of 100 and, I think, 10 cats in colonies, and that's has a huge heart, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I call her Mama Cat, you know,
because
yep. she's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I know you're listening to Mama Cat, so I'm telling you the truth. And when the truth is known and I give recognition to you, hey, we're all animal lovers, but, you know, and then we're all standing together. We're out there multitasking, whatever
mm-hmm.
we can do. So, but you're down to a minute, Diane, so you want to tell the audience. And,
yeah, well,
yes.
I was going to say, we're down to less than a minute. I wanted to also do a shout-out to my son. Jason, he is, you know, I want to tell him thank you, and I love him for all of his love and support that he has shown me. You know, he's right there with
awesome.
Me, and that's a good support system.
It's awesome. That's awesome,
mm-hmm.
Pitbull Diane.
Yeah.
And Dean, and thank you for calling in. You'll be the guest next week, Pitbull Advocate. It's going to be another great show. We're just getting started up here. So please spread the word, everyone. And Renee, thank you for coming on. I think we lost, I'm hoping she called back in. But anyway, thanks. And Diane, thank you for another great show. You're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This is wonderful. Yep. Everybody,
you ladies,
Thank you so much.
You ladies have a wonderful evening, and you just keep advocating, and you guys have a wonderful day.
Yeah.